Holmes. When the Muslim return and start out giving a positive review of Eretz Yisrael, a positive perspective of Eretz Yisrael, and at the end of the day, however they say, even though it's not a bad land, we can't handle it, it's too much. It's somewhat surprising that specifically Kalev requires domination. But yes, Kalev is off. It's surprising, it's funny, someone took me by surprise. At first glance, who's the real tzaddik of the group, you would have thought? I thought Yeshua. After all, we've heard of Yeshua from before. After all, Yeshua is the one who Moshe gave a special yud to his name, Hoshea ben Nun, Yeshua. They gave Hoshea, and again, when that took place, whether it took place now, or it took place much, much earlier on, the Torah is just mentioning it now, as Machlok, as the Rashbam and Sfarna, is to be the Misharis Moshe, as the Pasuk in Yeshua says, and the Gra points out that he was with him all the way through. Say for Yeshua, the Gra says. Seemingly, it's Yeshua, that I don't want to call him a teacher's pet, but the one who has been groomed for continuation, the one to take over. Why is it that Kalev is able to quiet down the nation to listen to him and not Yeshua? I think it's sometimes when you ask a good question, the answer is you just take away the question mark and you put it into an exclamation point. Because Yehoshua was groomed for greatness from day one, everyone knew what he was going to say in terms of this question. No one wanted Yehoshua's point of view. What was going to say? It wasn't even an objective. But Kalev, by contrast, people knew Kalev was one of the boys. Kalev was one of us. When the spies were gathering together after determining what they should say or not, Yehoshua was already fast asleep. He was, you know, out davening or something. I don't know what. I once heard a ha'ara made from Nassim C. Finkel, said that sometimes you have to know how to protest. Sometimes you should protest quietly and sometimes out loud. The guy who protests out loud every single time, there's something for that. But there's something for just being part of the insider. And I was thinking that's ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number one is you have to know when you should speak out loud, you should know when to make a big stick out of things and when to be mevatcher, to let things go by. And I was thinking number two is that there are different models of Jewish leadership. Or number two. There are different types of people who have to have impact on Klal Yisrael, and their impact is helped differently on different accounts. You have the Yehoshua model, someone's going to take over, somebody becomes a leader, maybe a rabbi, a community, someone who goes to the chinuch, or to it's crystal clear to all, and Yeshua had a lot of impact. I didn't mean to minimize Yeshua's impact. He was Matzliach in bringing Knesset Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Something Moshe and his generation could not have done. It's important sometimes for people to become rabbis, for people to lead and to be mechanech and teach Torah and to educate and to stand forward and be crystal clear as to what we stand for, and even if it means separating yourself. To isolate on some level, hopefully not, but sometimes it's really needed. I'm standing up for Torah and I believe in it, and this is who I am. And sometimes it's helpful for people to decide. My tafkid in life is not to become the Rav. My tafkid in life is not chinuch harabonis. My tafkid is to be a balabas like everybody else, but to impact from within. I was thinking about 2 or 3 weeks ago, two different stories. Really touched me very strongly. One was Kotel to dance, we danced after the Kotel for Mincha and for Kabbalah Shabbos right afterwards, and the group just in front of us, if you notice, was a totally beautiful group, but not religious yet at all. Really had known that definitely they looked and acted and spoke, and I spoke to them, they seemed to give me that impression as well. No background in Judaism, it was three Chabadikim who brought in this group, such students, some college students from all over the states. And here they are, they're screaming out, David Melech, and the other group respond, Yisrael, and two kids got in the middle, two older guys, David Melech, and the group respond, Yisrael, they all had, you know, then they say, David Melech, Yisrael, Chai, the time, and they took rounds, in other words, you know, like a give and take, you know, the same way, you know, like give and take. And they were screaming to myself, here I am, hacking around about whether I should put my fists in my pocket, or tie them around my belt, or tuck them in, or put them out, and we're hacking 4 hours about this discussion. And here this Chabadnik, in 4 hours, they taught 15, 20 people about what Shabbos means. And here I am trying my best to figure out technical little small things about whether or not, you know, a person should dress this way or dress that way, or should a way where they, you know, represent, dignity, in which case, you know, you'd want to wear clothes that are more, you know, more professional. And on the other hand, show individuality. And so they're hacking around, like, you know, the issues I'm dealing with. And again, I don't want to minimize my job. Hopefully I'm teaching Torah, which is a very important thing. But just exactly how much we disagree with the Torah Karta. Versus going out and teaching Jews Torah. Stand up, the Chabadnik can stand up and say, this is what we're doing, this is where we're going. If you're interested in Torah, come to us. We'll stand on the streets and put on tefillin and whatnot. And again, I'm not suggesting anyone stand on the streets, although I'm not against it either. But I am suggesting there are some times in life where people have to stand up and be a and to teach and to preach and to decide they're moving out to different places besides London and New York. To go become a Rav in Birmingham, or to become a Rav in Phoenix, or to become a Rav in Dallas or Houston, or to become a Rav in Detroit or in Leeds or any one of these communities out in, I'll give a Canadian example. And we need people to stand up in our community, if it's not to wear the Chabad hat formally, it's to wear hashkafically the Chabad hat, and to go out and to teach Torah, to share Torah with the world. And I was thinking of another example. Mamash, that night, I had over the alumni, came back, and one of the Talmidim, he's around today, he spoke to the group already, guys, when I sat in college, Hart Levine was telling me this program, he ran, the guy's named it Heart to Heart after him, name is Hart. And it's cute, he's like, it's not really a program, it's more like an attitude. When Tony walks into the kosher cafeteria in University of Pennsylvania, I invite him for a Shabbos meal. Like, they ask me what I do. I said, I'm learning, you know, bioengineering. I'm like, really? Not like the, it's like the fact that I don't wear the Chabad hat, the fact that I'm at the Hillel Rabbi, every Shabbos, we have meals. We talk about Judaism, we talk about life. He's like, this one time, I was sitting in the University of Pennsylvania cafeteria, the kosher cafeteria, a girl walks in. She looks around, doesn't know anyone, who's about to leave. I run over and say hello. Are you looking for someone? She says, I'm new here. I didn't know. They start talking. He's like, I'll sit down. We'll talk for a few minutes. He's like, come join us at our table, whatever it was. Turns out the girl found out she was Jewish just yesterday. So she walked into the kosher cafe to see what Jews were all about. She realized, I don't know anyone. This is not for me. Or who knows? But she walked out. No doubt, too. In her heart, I sat with her for 4 or 5 hours about what Judaism is all about, what Torah is all about. And he's like, slowly, I invited her to shop. She came for a meal. She came for another meal. Like now, this girl, she keeps Shabbos, and she's coming to Israel for the summer. She wakes up for Shachris every morning. Shachris every morning. And return back to my point. Unfortunately, because we knew we were Jewish all our lives, we have a tough time waking up for Shachris every morning. It should only be more of a reason to wake up for Shachris, I both say. Returning back to my point. Sometimes more success is just inviting over people for Shabbos meals, having normal conversations. I was at the Kotel a week ago, and some people came over. There was like a frum guy who was removed from the Kotel. I'm not sure exactly what he was doing. Supposedly he ran through the security thing and beeped, and he kept on running, and security had a check in the Hillel Hashem box. Fine. A random guy comes over to me and says, what happened to this guy? I said, I don't know exactly. It looks like this is what he did. Why not? He started talking. He talked about an hour and a half about what Judaism is all about. I didn't tell him I was a rabbi, but I just, yeah, I live here in the old city, I have a job here, I do my thing. And like, I really felt like I had the ability to go incognito a little bit, you know. But there's a certain sense of just people talking to people, not as the formal status. And I guess my point is Jewish education, chinuch, kiruch, educating and inspiring other Jews with all of our responsibilities, some with the status we're going to have, Yeshua, and some of Kali. Kalev was 100% sure his responsibility, even though he had a different hat than Yosha, to wear the Balabatisha hat, to stand as one of them. And everyone listened when Kalev spoke because it wasn't clear he was one of them. In order that we should help inspire Jews to know about Shabbos, and to know about Kashrus, and to know about Tefillin, and to know about Mitzvahs, I think we need warriors and soldiers on both tracks. Those of us amongst the group have the ability to put on the hat of a rabbi, to stand forward, to lead a community, to go into kiruv, and to chinuch, and to educate, and to inspire, and to teach, and to let people be aware of what the beauty of Torah mitzvot. That's one level of responsibility. And those of us equally report, depending on who we are, role as to be a role model balabas, who invites over guests, who brings Torah into the life of others, not with the formal position of rabbi, but as a regular balabas, as the colleague opposed to Yeshua. And it's true that Rav Nachum Finkel's point is 100% correct. And that's important, most of it from this board. And Musa number two, the different roles that are 100% justified and valued by the Torah. People who stand forward wearing the hat of Torah, telling people this is what it has to be, this is where we have to go, and leading and being matzliach and those and that, are equally committed and equally valuable and equally dedicated and equally important and equally influential. Just with a different role, a different path, a different job, a different presentation. Whichever one of the group you are, the responsibility of ours to educate, to inspire Am Yisrael, I think is equal. And that